Sometimes cold, hard stone can feel warm and alive. It's a promise that this city makes to those who visit. People who wish to make this country's history come alive come to see a stone Abe Lincoln stare across at the Washington Monument and a marble Thomas Jefferson rule over the tidal basin. They come to sit on the steps of the Capitol and to marvel at the dome of the building or to look at the White House from afar, believing the buildings are as much alive as the people inside. And sometimes when I want to marvel a bit at the city that I have lived in for over a decade, I find myself walking from one end of the mall to the other, placing my hand on the names etched in stone at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and staring in wonder at the Library of Congress building. Sometimes cold, hard stone can feel warm and alive, making something that isn't any longer or simply can't be seen feel very real. Trying desperately to make cold, hard stone seem alive and warm, and yet it is, oh, sorry about that. This promise of cold stone embodying what is intangible, of making it feel alive and real, is a promise that is almost as old as humanity. And it's evidenced by Jacob's reaction to his dream in this morning's reading from Genesis. By the time that we have arrived at this part of the story, Jacob's been running from his past, running from his brother whose blessing he stole, out alone in the world, having departed so quickly that he did not even take a pillow with him, instead laying his head on a rock to sleep. And yet, even as a fugitive, as somebody with a dubious past and on the run, someone who we might anticipate God would avoid, God comes to him in a dream. And in that dream, God promises Jacob land, protection, blessing, numerous descendants, and most of all, to be with him wherever he goes, never leaving until the promise is fulfilled. Which makes me wonder if I or if we would trust that promise, especially one that comes while dreaming on a rock, while a fugitive from the past. Jacob certainly didn't. He heard the promise and may have even believed it, yet he didn't trust it. Because as soon as God tells him, "Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until you have done what I have promised you." As soon as God reminds Jacob that God is always there, no matter where there is, Jacob decides that it is only here, in this one location, where God is. He takes the promise of a God who makes a home everywhere and reduces it to nowhere but here, firmly believing that he is building warmth with cold, hard stone as he erects a monument, proclaiming the peace, the place to be, the house of God. Sometimes cold, hard stone creates the warmth that we crave, or at least we believe that it does. We've done it with monuments and buildings here in DC. And as I've been reminded in this COVID season, we also do it with church buildings. Instead of using small stones as a marker, as Jacob did, we use concrete, wood, and bricks to make small houses of God, occasionally reducing God's promise of presence only to these sanctuaries. For some of us, moving worship online and in our homes was troubling and difficult, unable to visit the place that we believe God to live. And while it is true that God resides here in this place, that we can and we do encounter God here, we sometimes forget that God also resides everywhere else, going with us into the world and finding us wherever we are. There is a certain danger to erecting buildings the way that Jacob and the designers of the city erected monuments, claiming this as the only sacred space. Because we are tempted to name it as the only place where God is. And I suspect we do it not because we know that we need a place to come together to learn what it's like to encounter God so that we can learn to see God in the rest of our lives, but maybe because we are afraid, like Jacob. Afraid that God hasn't been with us the whole time. And that maybe if God has been, then God knows the truth about our past and who we are. And that perhaps in knowing that, we'll choose to leave. Or it may be that we're afraid that God isn't as powerful as we hope, or as God claims to be. That there are portions of our lives that aren't good enough for God, or that maybe we'd rather not involve God in. We may be afraid, maybe, of what it means for God to always be with us, to know us intimately. So we build something concrete and brick to remind ourselves of our encounters with God, to remind ourselves of the warmth, trying desperately to make cold, hard stone seem warm and alive. Yet it isn't about the stone, the wood, or the brick at all. Instead, the warmth comes from the presence of God. The presence that can be unseen at times, but also is evident in the faces of those who are gathered with us, whether it's here or at home. It's tempting to experience or to trust our own experiences rather than a promise. But the promise that God makes to Jacob is the promise that God makes to us as well. Know that I am with you, God says, and will keep you wherever you go. And will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Know that God is with you and will keep you wherever you go. God is here in this building, in the bread and the wine, in the waters of baptism, and in the people gathered. There is warmth here. But also remember that God is with you in your car as you drive and in your house, even long after worship ends. God is with you even as you argue with your spouse or as you feed your pets. God is with you wherever you find yourself tomorrow, whether it's in your car or on the metro as you commute to a physical office somewhere or in the short commute to your home office. God is present in the grocery store, Target, PetSmart. And God will be with you when you need to make the most difficult decision of your life. God is with you as you work side by side with your siblings who have less than you do, helping to feed and to clothe them. And then also with you when you are the one who is fed and clothed by others. God is here. And God is everywhere. Always. God will not leave until the promise is complete, even into death. That is the promise that God makes to us. And no monument, no building could ever contain it, because they simply cannot. Because this is a promise that is alive and loose in the world, just as God is alive and loose in the world. In us and in our lives, wherever it is that we may find ourselves.